Well, what a great story it has been around In Her Time for Benjamin Smith. Lines up Saturday in the Randvet Millie Fox. Benjamin, good morning to you.
Morning, Andrew.
What a ride. I mean, you talk of the ups and downs with Winona, and you're enjoying the true up of racing at the moment, mate.
Yeah, absolutely. She's taken us on a great ride.
She has. Great article, mate, a couple of weeks ago that Brad Davidson wrote in the Tally on the eve of the last win. From a personal point of view, mate, you've been through a lot. I hope you've got hot water now, mate.
Yeah, no, definitely got the hot water on. But, you know, I'd like to think, we've put that past us now and behind us and just looking at moving forward and, getting not only taking the results with her, but with the other horses as well.
Has there been interest, you know, In Her Time has done some great things in the last few runs for you. Has there been interest that may have come through this?
Yes and no. I have got a little bit of interest prior to sort of doing well just through Yarraman Park with Harry Mitchell. They've sent me a horse down the train in conjunction with Tim Hughes. So a couple of the bigger owners have started to support me.
Yeah, fantastic. What about her then for Saturday? How's she doing out of the win in the Breeders' Classic In Her Time?
Yeah, no, she looks great. She's working well. It's the first time this prep we've done a two-week backup, but her work on Wednesday morning on the Beaumont track was good enough for me and good enough for the rider, so we're more than happy and confident going into Saturday.
I got a text from you yesterday, mate, and I passed it on over social media yesterday. I know Ron Duffacy listens to BSB Extra this morning. The bar plates are off and the regular standard race plates go on.
Yeah, he'll be happy about that. Standard plates back on. It was more precautionary than anything, the bar plates, and it wasn't like a Greg Bennett situation last year where he was sort of umming and ahhing with running it and changing shoes. Like with her, she had a little bit of bruising after a run on the 31st of January.
Yep.
So she had them on for a good two or three weeks and she trialled in them and she had a couple of course proper gallops on them. So she was fine with them. We just wanted to, while she was comfortable in them, we just left them on for the run. But as soon as she raced, we took them back off and feed are great, and we've gone back to the normal standard plates.
Fantastic. The one thing that she could get on Saturday in the Millie Fox is leading, and I know you've drawn barrier 11, but there doesn't look to be a lot of pace in this race, Benjamin.
No, there doesn't seem to be, which is not a worry as such. I think she's a much better chaser than leader.
Right.
But if circumstances prevail, like you said, there's not a lot of speed in the race. Obviously from 11, we'll have a little squeeze out of the gates and see where we end up. But it looks like we could easily find ourselves in front.
Yeah, exactly. No, I know people will go barrier 11, but and you never know. I mean, I know Josh, who takes the ride this weekend, will know all about it. But often when you say there's no pace, the direct opposite happens.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll just leave it up to Josh. You know, once the gate's open, it's all up to him. He knows the horse. We've tried to get him on it before this prep, but it just hasn't worked out. But he's done 99% of the trial work, so he does know it quite well. And I'm looking forward to finally being able to put him on.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, mate, I hope she runs right up to what you expect on Saturday in the Millie Fox. And I guess Saturday's run determines where you go after that. You just want to see her at this level.
Yeah, absolutely. This will determine the rest of the preparation. There's definitely a few options. Whether we wait a month if she happened to win and, you know, we perhaps get in light in a race like the Galaxy or all the Star Kingdoms on the same day. So, like I said, I think she's a better sprinter. 1,300, I don't think it'll be a problem. She was pretty strong on the line at Randwick over the 1,200 last start. But I just love her over 11 and 1,200.
Understand. Good luck, mate. Hope the dream continues for all the group of owners plus yourself, mate.
Absolutely. Thanks very much. Thanks for your time.